Now we're going to go back to item number two. You can read what's before us on item two.
Thank you.
Item number two is a motion, LaBange Garcetti, relative to removing Griffith Park from future off-road mountain bicycle use and working with the Departments of City Planning and Transportation through the development of a new bicycle plan to continue to explore the possibility of mountain bicycle use at other city parklands and related matters.
Great. And if I could have representatives of the department come up first, tell us what's before us, because as the maker of the motion, he heard alarming calls from equestrians that they felt that their opportunity to ride safely in the parks would be threatened by a action of the city planning department and initiation of the study here. Therefore, I introduce the motion. In addition, Ms. Hahn, others from other parks throughout the city, regional in nature, voice concern as well. So, Mr. Scholl, you're the city's planner for the Parks Department. Thank you, advocates. Okay, thank you. Mr. Scholl.
Good afternoon again. Mike Scholl with Planning and Construction, Department of Recreation and Parks. Yes, we received, we have received a number of interested emails and things from all sides of this issue. And it's, there is just to begin, there is an ordinance currently that restricts the use of mountain bikes in all city parks, not just, you know, one right. park, but it's all parks. As we understand it, it's currently just a planning process. It's just a process that's looking at the city as a whole. We are aware of it. We know that there's obvious conflicts with trails, as in Griffith Park, with equestrians and so on and so forth, and we need to be very careful with how we move forward on that process.
Were you consulted before by the Department of Planning or the Department of Transportation that they're studying? Because this is wasn't, let's say, in our 2009 agenda that we were going to be here on this day in April to discuss this. This just came out of another process. Did they knock on your door and say, hey, Mike, we want to study this area?
It certainly wasn't on the department's agenda. My staff, Melinda Geyers here, I believe we were contacted by, if you wouldn't mind speaking.
The bicycle plan update was already underway when I joined the Department of Recreation and Parks, and when I kind of was assigned to the project, I was made aware that as part of the scope of the bicycle plan update that they were going to be looking at this issue. Being new to the department, I don't really think I recognized exactly what that meant, but I've become more educated.
Right. Yeah. It happens. Does anyone want to speak from any other department here? Mr. Reagan?
I think I'm fine with what Mike said. I think Recreation and Parks certainly has had the opportunity to be a part of, offered the opportunity to be a part of this planning process. We are not driving it, nor were we really heading in this direction. I think that the department was a part of a process many years ago under George Seidel that you may remember.
All right.
I was a part of that process. And the department believes that there are conflicts involved in the majority of our parks between hikers, equestrians, and mountain bikes.
So whatever these departments recommend, you would probably recommend that it stays as is.
Well, I think what Mike said is very correct. There is a current ordinance prohibiting these activities in city parks.
Right.
And we enforce that ordinance both with our park rangers, with our Office of Public Safety. And I don't see that the department is heading in a direction and try to change that. However, I think that as with any planning process, it's always important to let those processes take their course and see what the outcomes are. I think the department certainly supports the motion that's before you today, the item number two.
Right, but there's other people who have expressed their concerns at other parks, a citywide issue as well. I heard the carrion call, if that's the right word, Madam Clerk, from the equestrians on this issue here, and that's why I put the motion in to make sure, because there is an absolute conflict. And I know some of the public speakers who do volunteer work in the gardens of Griffith Park have expressed concerns that people ride their bikes through there. I've experienced that in Dante's View, where people ride through the flower beds and have no regard for the space. It's a, you know, so. But I also at the same time do support your effort to continue to have bicycles ride in Griffith Park on the bike lanes or on Mount Hollywood Drive on the paved road or when Vista Del Val gets opened up again, because that gives people freedom from the car, but it's not in conflict with the equestrian.
Right, and I think that that's one of the benefits that we have in Griffith Park is that there are alternatives so that folks can still ride bikes in Griffith Park. However, if we were to look at a park that probably is the least viable option for mixed use with mountain bikes, it would be Griffith. I don't think that the department would support the use of mountain
bikes. How about Hanson Dam? Because that's a pretty
big... Well, I think that, you know, there's other parks that could be looked at. There's a number of parks in the West Valley that are fairly wide open. Recreation and Parks owns a lot of property in the far West Valley along the Ventura County border, which, you know, places like that might be very reasonable to have.
Uh-huh.
Where it's not high use of equestrians or high use of hikers, it's kind of a wide open space. I think one of the biggest things you get concerned with in a place like Griffith is that there's a lot of turns in the trails where there's blind corners. You really can't see.
Right.
Elysian, Debs, other places like that are very similar.
Right, and there's a lot of speed in these bikes, too, which are not
be.
Like... right.
Be. Yeah.
Very good. Does any other department want to speak at all? Michelle Bowery, Department of Transportation. You can stay up there, Kevin, and the new recruit.
Michelle Mallory, Bicycle Coordinator, Department of Transportation. I just thought I'd make a couple of statements about the plan and what's going on. Because the plan is a part of the part of the general plan, it is a driven by planning. Planning is the lead, but we from Department of Transportation are primarily addressing the transportation element, but the plan is a transportation and recreation document to cover all bicycling throughout the city. In the first bicycle plan, which was adopted by council in 1996, we started working on it in 1994. There was a brief mention of mountain bicycling in there, which is why we've carried this through to this planning document and why it's moving forward. Again, it's a process to investigate the possibility. There's no mandate that mountain bicycling be included, but we have heard from a number of bicyclists who want to be able to ride legally in the parks, and that's the basis for beginning this process.
Do you ever see any conflict? I mean, being a bike person?
Personally, no. And I should tell you, I'm probably more of a horse person than a mountain bicyclist. I probably hike and ride horses far more than I actually mountain bike. I tend to be a road cyclist.
You got El Dorado Park in Long Beach. Do they have horses in El Dorado Park?
No.
Okay, they have horses in Long Beach?
They do. There are some stables. They primarily ride along the riverbeds parallel to the bicycle trails. They do share the Los Angeles River and Lower Long Beach and the San Gabriel Valley, San Gabriel River Trail. Uh-huh. They actually do share the trail at intersection points together at that
Great.
Point.
Well, thank you. I may bring all four of you back after we conclude the public comment. Madam Clerk, I'm going to have a one-minute public comment period. If you need more than 1 minute, take it. But we'll call your names up at this time. In no order here. Fritz, did you fill out? You're Fritz. You get a lucky day. You should buy a lotto ticket, man. You're on top of both.
Why?
Fritz, well, he was the first, second public speaker, so. From Lakeview Terrace.
Good afternoon. My name is Fritz Bronner, and I'm from Lakeview Terrace, and I'm going to be speaking for the Foothill Trails District Neighborhood Council Equestrian Committee. And actually, Councilmember Hahn, actually, I've ridden with you on some of the trails in Hanson Dam, some of the official trails and unofficial trails. And I'd like to point out that actually we do see a conflict, and we see a lot of dangerous possible encounters in Hanson Dam and many of the other parks that equestrian use, along with hikers and strollers and dog walkers and such. This is not a commuter issue as far as Department of Transportation. This is a recreation issue. I'd like to point that out so that this is an option thing. And mountain biking, and I've done it, it's mostly thrills and chills, jumps and speed. And that's a tough mixture with dog walkers and a lot of blind encounters. I've had conflicts with it. I've had to scrape myself off the ground, lick my little scratches on my body, and basically I've seen the bikers hightail it off too. Bicycles are considered vehicles by California code, mentioned in the code section. So this would be a vehicle as far as within the park system. And I don't know what the city will handle liability issues as far as this goes, because this would be a vehicular situation. And also, there's a wide range. I mean, there's many good bikers, but there are also bad bikers out there that will go off trail as well, too, and cause further damage.
Can you gallop on your trail on your horse? Is there restrictions on your galloping?
I'm sorry?
Galloping, you know, like
Gary Cooper. Am I capable of galloping? Yes, I can.
Is it legal for you to gallop?
The gaits of a horse are not, but galloping as far as the speed, or I usually rarely ever gallop. I canter, but there's different speeds and there's different ranges within each of the gaits of a horse.
Right.
For example, usually most people, if they increase the speed of a horse, it's uphill. They have more control. There's more visibility going uphill. Horses going downhill, I do endurance. It's 50-mile riding.
Right.
Over mountainous terrain and things in the many of the regions in Southern California. Usually we're walking our horses downhill, because that's usually where you have more potential of slippage and everything.
Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Brown, please, and then Al Volga, Ron Bouchard, and Kirsten Sable. You can take chairs. If you want to come up to the chairs now. Come up now, Al. Ron, come on, you take your chair. It's more efficient. Ms. Hans, formerly of the Audits and Efficiency Committee for the Council, she told me it's more efficient to call you up at one. Lynn.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity to speak, Tom. And
you can call me Janet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wanted to say that in response to the idea that mountain biking is recreation, it is recreation. But my understanding of the bicycle element and transportation and recreation, the recreation was all those beautiful bike trails that we have built along the river for the pleasure of people riding. That was the I believe that that was the original point of recreation for bicycles, was those. And there's a lot of people who actually use bikes for transportation, and that bike element is really important. It's a vision for cycling in the city in a safe and useful and expanding manner. The focus should be on the transportation aspects of the bike element to make it as a national model. Our interest in moving forward and not getting distracted and wasting precious resources and money on something that was settled years ago. I was part of the original... wow, that was fast. Bike Master Plan public outreach showed no interest in mountain biking. All the public input in the bike element update showed no widespread support for mountain biking in city parks. The voice of those who would advocate for mountain bike access is nominal, to the point of being statistically irrelevant. After 4 public meetings and 700 in-person comments and 1,000 online comments, there were just 4 comments asking for mountain biking. There's no interest in mountain biking based on the public input to the Recreation Parks Department big citywide community needs assessment. The exhaustive citywide Rec and Parks Department citywide needs assessment completed in late 2008 clearly demonstrates no demand. Mountain biking did not even make the list of public requirements. Okay, I had some more points, but I'll shut up.
That's all right. That's a great sweater you got on, too. Al.
Yes. I'd like to point out the fact that the mountain biking element is not really equatable to recreation biking, okay, in the terms that the aspect of mountain biking is basically riding down dirt trails in parks and riding on dirt trails. And it presents a safety issue to the other park users, okay. We don't allow bikes to be ridden on sidewalks, on footpaths where other walkers use, and they shouldn't be allowed to be in the dirt trails of our city parks. This issue has been going on for quite a long time. There was wide community meetings throughout the city of Los Angeles when we first started this issue several years ago. An overwhelming public response opposed to allow mountain bikes on our dirt trails in our parks. So it's important to realize that there's a distinction to be made between mountain biking and recreational riding bikes on our city bike paths and our city streets. They shouldn't be allowed to be on the same dirt paths that go through our parks where people with children, elderly, come to use those paths. And particularly, not only in parks like Griffith Park, Elysian Park, but also all parks that are on the periphery of the city, like O'Melveny Parks and that. People do come from those close to live by to that, and they're not always able to handle the encounters with mountain bikers. So this motion should really include all the city parks. This ordinance was instituted a long time ago for a purpose, and that purpose is still valid today. Thank you.
Very good. Ron?
Well, I have little to add to what's already been said. Addressing the issue of conflict, we hike about 700 miles a year, not just in Griffith Park, but many parks throughout the city. And we do see conflicts all the time. So I'll just add that. Your question before.
You're a Glendale man. You ever hike in the Glendale Hills?
Yes, we do.
Do they allow bikes up in those hills?
They do allow bikes.
And
have
give us the experience.
There.
If you wouldn't.
Usually it's riding too fast downhill, blind corners, just being typically rude and you know, not considering pedestrians.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that input. Ms. Sabo.
Hi, Kristen Sabo. In times of my life, I've been a hiker, a biker, and an equestrian, and there have been times when mountain biking has been my primary source of enjoyment of the outdoors. I would like to point out something. We're talking about parks in an urban setting. There's going to be little kids and families all over them. I spend, you know, 800 hours a year on city volunteering time, and then all the time I spend by myself enjoying the outdoors. And if you have mountain bikes, and this is a mountain biker speaking, racing down the trails like I would like to do when I'm on one, you're going to have people getting hurt. In fact, I've been hiking in Griffith, and I've been run off of cliffs twice. And if I wasn't the hiker and the outdoors person I was, I could have gotten seriously hurt. It was, you know, it's only my experience that saved me on that. And it was pretty scary. I'm not sure why we've got this motion going through. We have an ordinance in place that I highly support. This doesn't have any, doesn't put any, you know, burden on mountain bikers. It's 10 minutes from Griffith Park to the Verdugo Hills to ride. It's less than 2 minutes from Hanson Dam to Little Tahunga and Big Tahunga, which I rode in Big Tahunga on my mountain bike last week. Okay, so it's not as if people are being, you know, that they're not allowed to do this. They don't have very far to go to do it. And the user groups you see in Hanson Dam versus right across the street are totally different. You don't see the families in the numbers that you see. So we need to think about
from Hanson Dam to the Angeles National Forest.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you
all very much on that. Now, no last name, but a good first name, Mary. Carol Henning, Michael Goodman, and Jennifer Klosner. Hi. We'll go this way to the left.
Good afternoon, council members. My name is Mary Benson, and I'm here representing LA Trails Project. I've been granted technical assistance from the National Park Service for Rim of the Valley Trail. And I support the new ordinance, but what I've discovered in my research is that back in 1968, nearly 50 years ago, the Department of Planning created the Los Angeles Equestrian and Hiking Trails Master Plan. Unfortunately, this master plan has never been integrated into the general plan for the city of Los Angeles, but it is part of the transportation element of 15 of the 34 community plans, and that is in the transportation element, except it's not a biking element. It is a recreational, equestrian, and hiking transportation element. This absolutely does not belong as part of the Bicycle Advisory Committee's plan, because we have a plan for our trails, and they are multi-use, and they are recreational, Hiking and Equestrian Trails Plan.
Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Carol Henning, and I live in Council District 4. When considering off-pavement bikes in city parks, appropriate concern is given to equestrians, hikers, and dog walkers, but we must also consider the threat to plants and animals that live in these parks, for example, the flowers at Dante's View. And this includes the wide-open parks in the West Valley. Whose parks? Our parks. Yet, the public has been largely excluded from this attempt to allow mountain bikes on city park trails. We have an ordinance that bans bikes off pavement in all city parks. We should support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael Goodman. I'm not representing anyone today except myself. I'm in favor of allowing mountain bikes in LA City Parks, but I don't think that that's really, at this point, the issue that we need to be resolving. My concern about the motion that was presented is that we have a process that's about to begin that's supposed to decide whether or not bikes might or might not be an appropriate part of city parks. And it's clear that bikes have successfully integrated themselves into city parks around the country. New York allows bikes in their parks. Locally, we have both LA County, we have state and national parks that allow bikes, and the groups seem to coexist together without conflict. And we have even some smaller areas like the Conejo Open Space Area, where since the inception of their trails, they've allowed multiple use that included both equestrians and bikes, and they've gotten along fine. But my issue today really is why this is coming up at this point, when we're about to start a process where we're supposed to be looking at this issue and deciding whether or not bikes could appropriately exist in any city parks. And rather than allowing that process to go forward in a way that will allow essentially a multiple user group process to look at this and decide whether it's appropriate or not in Griffith Park or any city park, instead we're trying to intervene in that process and stop allowing this independent process to go forward and to determine whether or not mountain bikes belong in any city parks or not. And I think that the appropriate thing to do is to wait. Let this process go through. And if at the end of that process we determine by whatever means that mountain bikes should or should not be in particular parks, then this motion may become irrelevant. But at this point, it seems just designed to interfere with allowing this process to go through independently.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Klausner. I'm the Executive Director of Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition, and I'm here also to speak in support of allowing the planning process to continue, of delaying a decision on this motion. I do think that now with this revised bicycle master plan coming out, now is a good time to look on a park-by-park basis at the idea of allowing off-road bicycle use where it is appropriate. I'm fortunate to live on the west side, and I ride mountain bikes right out my front door to the trail. I have seen very few conflicts. And
you got horses on that trail?
There are horses on many of the trails, Topanga State Park, a lot of the places where I ride, Malibu Creek State Park, horses, hikers, runners, and mountain bikes. I have been racing mountain bikes since 1991. This is a sport that is really on the cutting edge. Kids are interested in it. Since the last Bicycle Master Plan, mountain bicycling has become an Olympic sport. There now exists a Southern California Mountain Bike High School Racing League, which means that kids in areas where they have access to trails to train on can be involved in a sport that will introduce them to other schools and to sort of a regional racing network. And I think that this is the appropriate time to be looking at where mountain biking is feasible and appropriate.
Thank you very much. I'd like to call the next four people. Dorothy Lee, Jim Hassan. Say that right, Jim? Hassano. Bernadette Soder, Marion Dodge. Hi.
Hi. I'm Dorothy Lay. I work for Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition, and I just wanted to follow up by saying many youth who don't have access to mountain biking, I think they would appreciate being able to explore mountain biking in the parks near them, because I don't necessarily think there's access right now, and I think the planning process should go forward and explore which parks would be appropriate, which ones wouldn't be, and let everyone have a say in what should happen. And I think if you open up some parks for mountain bikers, you'll see that a lot of kids will be introduced to the sport and who wouldn't necessarily, you wouldn't think would be. So I think just as a way to, as sort of like a gateway to the outdoors and that way of life for a lot of youth who wouldn't necessarily have that access to the outdoors.
Thank you very much.
My name is Jim Hasenauer. I represent the International Mountain Bicycling Association, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to acquiring and preserving mountain bike opportunities. Specifically on item two on the agenda, I would request council to delay it, table it for 6 months, let the planning process proceed. I agree with previous speakers that to do this now really interferes with planning. I'm much more interested in good policy than politics. And good policy suggests that we ought to be providing recreational opportunities, mountain bike opportunities in our city parks on appropriate trails, where it's appropriate, where it's manageable, where it's safe, and I think we should let the planning process proceed. On the general issues, I would want to point out to council that mountain bikers are part of the public. These are our parks, too. As was pointed out earlier, there's a great many cities. A lot of the neighboring public land agencies allow mountain biking on their lands. I'm on the governing board of the Mountains Recreation and Conservation Authority. I'm a member of the California Trails and Greenways Foundation and its president. And all around the state of California and across the nation, this is being managed. I think the motion is actually flawed because it makes the claim that the trails of Griffith Park are narrow trails. In point of fact, most of the trails of Griffith Park are 10 feet, 12 feet, or 20 feet wide. They're roads. That's the definition of trails for the Department of Parks and Recreation in the city of Los Angeles. Mountain bicyclists are not asking that all of the trails in LA City Parks be open or all of the parks be open, and it may very well end up that Griffith Park is off the table. But if you were, in fact, to give this to a sixth grade class, where in Los Angeles City Parks, if here's the list of parks, here are their characteristics, which ones might be most appropriate for mountain bike opportunities. I think the size of Griffith Park, the opportunity for new trail construction in Griffith Park, the acquisition or the redevelopment of the Toy and Landfill area, all that might point to that. So I'll conclude just by saying that the three issues that have always been used in making decisions about mountain bikes is there a negative environmental impact? And the research says no significant difference from other trail users. Is there a safety concern? And the evidence indicates that mountain bikes are safe in the mix with hikers and equestrians. And are they appropriate? Is this vehicle, is this machine on the trails a problem? And that question has absolutely been resolved. City of Los Angeles, City of Philadelphia, all of the other jurisdictions you've told about. IMBA is at your service. I was selected.
But I got it, Jim. I disagree with you, but right. I got it. So all right, you concluded. Thank you very all much. Right. Ms. Soder.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Soder, and I walk and hike in Griffith Park, Elysian Park, and Debs Park. In addition, I ride my bicycle on the LA River bike trail through and into Griffith Park. I'm requesting that you expand the motion that's before us here to not only remove Griffith Park from consideration for mountain bike use, but to affirm the city's longstanding ordinance prohibiting mountain bikes and other extreme sports equipment on all Los Angeles City Dirt Park trails. The initiative to do otherwise we feel is not legitimate because it has been advanced in a closed and controlled process within the DOT, not the Department of Recreation and Parks, where recreational issues such as this squarely belongs. To preserve secrecy, the DOT has failed to respond to inquiries from the public regarding what has been positioned as a mediation. The term mediation suggests that there are multiple parties involved in ongoing negotiation at the table, when there has only been one party involved in this negotiation. All other park and trail users have been excluded. The DOT has even failed to acknowledge inquiries from certified neighborhood councils seeking to gain information about their plans. May I continue? Okay. The park-using public has not been asked on a park-by-park basis what they think should happen. However, as the initiative is dragged into the daylight, park users are responding. You are seeing their responses. The question is it correct? correct to say that allowing mountain bikes on park trails will correct a recreational gap. I submit to you that if proponents of paintball, rock climbing, all-terrain vehicle use, whether for children or adults, came to you and asked that they be included in LA City Parks, what would you answer? The answer is bicycling is welcome and provided for in our city parks. But like all other forms of recreation in our city parks, it is restricted to designated areas of those parks. Horseback riding is welcome and provided for in our city parks. It, too, is confined to designated areas. Although horseback riding would be extremely pleasurable if horses were allowed to cross the grass lawns, such as picnic areas and golf courses in our parks, this is not allowed because it would displace and endanger and interfere with the enjoyment of picnickers and golfers. So, too, would permitting mountain bikes, downhill skateboards, downhill online skates, etc., interfere with the enjoyment of walkers, hikers, and horseback riders. Finally, mountain biking advocates are seeking to introduce what they themselves call minimal conflict into our parks. Currently, there's no conflict among users of trails in our parks. Throughout the country, trail use by hikers and equestrians has declined steeply after mountain bikes have been introduced to the trails, thereby removing the chance of conflict. The city of Los Angeles should not introduce conflicts to its trails or any mode that would evict other trail users. So I'm asking you again to reaffirm the ordinance and city policy that would prohibit extreme sports equipment on our trails. Thank you.
Thank you. Marion Dodge.
Good afternoon, council members. I'm a hiker and a biker in Griffith Park. I think the city should encourage the use of bicycles for commuting. They already have such facilities in Griffith Park along the LA River Trail, as well as Crystal Springs Drive, so there's adequate way to use the park for biking. However, I think the city should oppose allowing bikes on park trails. The current city ordinance should be maintained, and I know that you will look after the interests of all of the parks, as you always have with this committee, and I encourage you to maintain the current ordinance, which prohibits mountain bikes on park trails.
And then I ask you a question. You know, you ever walk on Vista Del Valle?
I used to ride my bike there when it was
when it was open because of the storm. It will be reopened one day again. Did you ever see any conflicts with bikes on Vista Del Valle or Mount Hollywood?
I didn't ride my bike up to Mount Hollywood.
All right. Did you ever walk up there and see any conflicts with the bikes? Because it's a non-car. No cars could drive on Mount Hollywood or on Vista Del Valle. So if you ever walked there, did you ever see a conflict?
You know, we've had problems on the trail that's very near my home where a guy every single morning comes barreling down there on his mountain bike. I'm waiting for him to flip head over heels and sue the city.
No, on Vista Del Valle, though, which is a closed road.
On a paved
road. Did you ever see any conflict?
Not with bike on a paved road.
Ms. Soder, do you ever see any conflict?
No, and as you know, Council Member, I helped close those roads, and you and I worked together on that and getting them closed. And
we did work together one time.
We still work together.
I know.
Are we going to work together today? We specifically worked on that, and bicycles and hikers successfully, and stroller pushers.
It's a tremendous asset to the park to have a non-automobile road. I'd like to see more on that, but thank you very much for your comments, all of you. Mark Livingston, is that right, or Langston?
Langston.
Hi, Mark. Could I have Jason Young, or Joseph Young, Stephen Box, and Daphne? Daphne Trowbridge. Excuse me, Daphne.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak today. Mm-hmm. My name is Mark Langton. I live in Newbury Park, California. I am here to speak in favor of allowing mountain bicycling in the city of Los Angeles parks. I do echo the previous speakers in regards to allowing the process to continue without the motion that is of topic right now. But I would like to say that I'm on the board and am the chair of the Kaneo Open Space Trails Advisory Committee. That is a city-appointed board by the City of Thousand Oaks and the Kaneo Open Space Conservation Agency. The Kaneo Open Space Conservation Agency open space consists of approximately 15,000 acres and contains more than 150 miles of shared use trails, many of which are accessed by neighborhoods. In fact, Thousand Oaks was named a Trail City USA by American Hiking Society. The Kineo Open Space Conservation Agency officially recognized mountain bicycling in 1987 as a valid use of the trail system. And as you may know, Thousand Oaks has a relatively high equestrian population, and there have not been any significant problems with equestrians and mountain bicyclists interacting. For more than 20 years, hikers, horseback riders, and mountain bicyclists have coexisted successfully. The Concerned Off-Road Bicyclists Association has for 22 years helped educate mountain bicyclists as to the safe and respectful use of the trails in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area and surrounding areas. And with the assistance of backcountry patrols, free skills classes, and educational programs, mountain bicycling can coexist in Los Angeles city parks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mr. LaBonge, committee members. My name is Joe Young, and I'm representing the Sierra Club. A week ago, I showed up at a meeting with an entity called the Bicycle Advisory Committee of the City of Los Angeles. And lo and behold, they were considering your motion, Mr. LaBonge, and which they changed. They said, okay, it's all right to leave out Griffith Park, but we want to, quote, express our unequivocal support for mountain biking in all other city parks, end quote. Now, this is not the way in a basically private meeting. I don't even know how we found out about it. Just a handful of us went to it. This is not the way to go about changing a longstanding city ordinance. No issues were raised, such as safety, environmental concern, damage to the trails, whatever. No issues at all. This is not the way to go about that kind of a process. The ordinance works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I say, if we're going to make a change like this, it should be an open process, not a practically semi-private process. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Mr. Box?
Stephen Box, how are you? I live in Hollywood, and I'm a cyclist. I'm also on the California State Parks Common Ground Committee, made up of cyclists, equestrians, and hikers, and somehow we're able to get along. I'm here to urge you to support the bicycle plan as a transportation document and to support cyclists and our endeavors as we ride the streets of Los Angeles. I hate to see the bicycle plan diluted, and right now it's being held up to some degree while we grapple with this issue. I believe it's a transportation document that could be robust and powerful and support cycling as an alternative form of transportation. As someone who rides from east to west, north to south, I would appreciate if we could give cyclists the full support of the bicycle plan on the streets of Los Angeles. It's a transportation document. It's part of the transportation element of our general plan. So I think that we're kind of clouding the issue here, and so I'd like to see you. I know you're on the transportation committee also. So I'd like to see that element proceed. So I disagree with confusing the recreational element with the transportation element. And on that note, I thank you very much for your time.
Just as a question, you said streets. So that means, in fact, you do not believe bikes should be on trails? Or what is your statement there? I just want to get clarification. You used the word streets about two or three times.
I have 9 bicycles, including 2 mountain bikes. And I've been through Mark's training with Corba, and I'm a member of Corba. But I assure you that the bicycle plan should be a transportation document. That's the statement I'd like to make here. As for how you grapple with the trails, you've heard lots of great testimony today with regards to city parks. I defer to those that have come before me.
Thank you very much. Daphne?
My name is Delphine Trowbridge.
Delphine, I'm sorry.
Okay. I am active.
Madam Clerk, will you remind me every meeting I got to wear my glasses now? I am just losing it. Thank you.
I am the chair of the Verdugo Hills Sierra Club, which represents some Tahunga, North Hollywood, Burbank, Glendale, Los Feliz area, and we support the ordinance as it stands. But I am speaking right now. Lynn gave me a paper that she would like to have me read that she forgot to read when she was up here. And it says, city bought a mountain bike park in 2000 for a pilot program that has never been finished. The city council spent $3 million of Proposition K in 2000 to buy a mountain bike park called Mandeville Canyon. The total public cost was $5 million. It was a mountain biking pilot program. It was specifically based on the Concerned Off-Road Bicyclists Association, or CORBA, youth program to bring inner city kids to mountain biking. The so-called pilot was never finished. 9 years later, it is still a pilot program. It has never been reviewed, and there is no oversight. There is no youth program, and COBRA failed to perform as promised.
Thank you very much. I have no other cards before me. Does anyone else care to speak? You want to fill a card out when you in the cards for the card department on the 14th? No, I'm kidding. Right there in the foyer. No. I know. For the record, Madam Clerk, we have a number of emails that are here that have expressed themselves on this issue as well. And I'm going to present this to the deputy or the clerk.
Any
Twitter? You can sit down and fill it out afterwards. Sir?
Thank you very much.
Maybe not.
My name is David Gray. I'm a resident of the city of Los Angeles. I do a lot of hiking all over the city, ride bikes in the park with my kids. I'd like to be able to ride in the parks off-road with my kids. It's a frustrating experience for them to be there and not understand the differences between on-road and off-road. I've been mountain biking off-road for probably 15 years now, and I'm kind of shocked to hear some of the comments about user conflict. I stop, I chat with equestrians, hikers, and in my experience, there is no user conflict. We get along peacefully, and I'm quite frankly, I have a lot of trouble believing that it's really a problem in today's day and age where folks of all different recreational backgrounds are peacefully coexisting. There have been times where I've helped hikers who've run out of water. I've helped assist them with sunblock, with whatever, snacks. And so I'm in favor of mountain biking on dirt roads. And I agree with the prior comments that I think we need to let the process work itself out. And I think this motion should be tabled for a period of 5, 6, or 7 months and let that process develop and see where what information we get from it. And I'm in favor of putting it off. Thank you very much.
Can I have your card? Thank you very much. How old are your kids?
7, 14, and 19.
You ever ride in Griffith Park? No, but on the roads that are closed from traffic. Yeah, good. I'd like to ask the departments who were here earlier to come back up here. Okay. You got to need that over here for the file. Can I have that, Madam Clerk, up here? So this includes that. Okay, Mr. Reagan, Mr. Scholl, Ms. Mallory, and Ms.
Geyer.
Geyer, thank you very much. So we heard some public testimony. Tell me what you think.
Well, let me start then. Everybody's jumping right in. We do have a process that has begun. It's in the scope of work for the new master plan. And essentially the idea was to invite the affected communities and let them work it out and determine whether or not there was a way to do this and integrate it into the plan. Recreation and Park staff will have to address this, but it would require Recreation and Park staff either working with the current ordinance in place to find some trails that either work, either mixed use or separate, and to take it a step further. But the process at this point is to bring the affected groups together.
But one of the complaints I heard from one of the speakers was there was meetings without process.
Well, let me process actually get to that. That's actually where I was going. The consultant team actually recommended that rather than an open process, because the city has had a very hostile process in trying to work through this issue in the past, that they invite representatives from the infected groups. So they have gone through a meeting process to include the cycling community, the equestrian community, and the hiking community, and identified the groups. From the cyclists, it was CORBA, IMBA, and the Bicycle Advisory Committee representatives, one of each, and that they could select a representative. From the hiking community, it was three of the Sierra Club chapters in the city of Los Angeles, and from the equestrian group, well, Linda, I'm not sure which group Linda represents, but she's one of them, the Equestrian Center, and I can't remember what the third one
is. Let me just ask a question, Michelle, not put you on the spot, because I admire you. and your service to the city of Los Angeles. Has anyone been involved in, were you notified about this? Was just Joe Young, your Sierra Club, Blue and True? No notification. So there's a hiccup in the giddy up.
The process starts tonight. And the way it is to work is these representatives represent the organizations and they have a meeting. The consultant team has interviewed all of the representatives that were selected and they are meeting with them tonight to begin the process. We expect that it'll be finished within the next few weeks and we expect to have the document, the entire bicycle plan, before council. We're looking towards June.
Really? Okay, let me hear from Kevin Regan.
Councilman, I'll try to address it. Kevin Regan, Assistant General Manager, Department of Recreation and Parks. I'll kind of go back to what I said a little bit earlier and then maybe speak in some general terms. Department of Recreation and Parks would have a concern with a process moving forward that we were not a major part of, and I think you've already mentioned that yourself. Secondly, just having a staff member at closed meetings may not be the type of participation that we would be looking for. The city's Department of Recreation and Parks, probably more than any other department, works face-to-face every day with community. That's all we do. Our core mission is just to provide recreational services to the community. I can't understand a process that would not involve community input. So that's, and I mean true community input in a forum where community members can do much like they did here today in your committee, express their opinions and concerns.
Right.
Rec and Parks rarely participates in processes away from open types of community outreach. So that's just one.
And I don't know if that, I just got to ask the city attorney, and you should ask your city attorney, the planning should ask their city attorney, if that's the right process, because I think the one thing that people all want is transparency. That being said, please consult your city attorney, both from the transportation side and planning side. Continue, Kim.
The last thing I would say, well, maybe not the last, but the next major thing I would say, and I'm trying to think of what our general manager would say if he was here. Of course, you know John to be a very open, transparent general manager. Department of Recreation and Parks would not want to be the recipient of a mandated plan that would drive the department recreationally in a direction that we may not be in agreement with. It's happened before on other types of plans. I mean, we're grappling with the city's landscape ordinance now. Going to phase three of the water.
I was at the committee for water this morning on an issue because restrictions on water.
Right.
I don't want to have hurt the park. I want to make there some
right.
consideration for your urban forest.
So what I would say probably in just general terms, we have seen conflicts in city parks between mountain bikes, equestrians, and hikers now. And that has been with people who have been riding illegally. We have had close calls, and we've had accidents. I will also say that there are a number of local jurisdictions surrounding L.A. that do allow this mixed use, and I have no data on as to whether or not those mixed use have created any types of conflicts. But I will say this, and I did say it a little earlier, it's not to say that there's no parks that this activity would work for. Our mission is to provide the maximum amount of recreation to the residents of Los Angeles in any way we can, as long as it's safe and it makes sense and it's in accordance with the law. The current ordinance prohibits it. It would require an ordinance change. At the very least, the department could look and we have over 400 parks in the system. We could look at those parks and determine if there's any that were appropriate, but I would say maybe that's what this process would be looking at with DOT and planning is does it make sense in any park? And I certainly would probably go on the record.
Michelle, does it make sense to not have it in any park?
I don't believe so.
It doesn't make sense to not have it.
There was an earlier reference to the needs assessment.
The double negative. He was doing it.
The needs assessment that Recreation Park has conducted identifies bicycling and walking trails as the number one need. It doesn't disseminate whether those those are road trails or those are mountain bike trails, and identifies equestrian use as last on that list. So it's clear that there is a need and a desire for bicycle facilities within the parks. The question is whether or not we can find something that works for everybody and whether or not the process can go to a point that there are elements from each community that agree either separate trails.
And do you think you can figure that out by, like, June?
Well, I think
that's what I'm trying to get at here, because clearly there's a lot of voices that were heard today. I mean, everyone, the bottom line is everyone loves the parks, and everybody wants to be able to use the parks. Everybody has kind of a different interest, but is it possible? I mean, I've seen a little bit of the tension just in this room today. Is it possible to work that out and actually come back to us with a plan that says, yeah, it can work here, but it's not going to work here.
I don't think what we're looking to do within this process and what will happen with this process will actually identify locations for use. I think it will determine whether or not it's an opportunity for these groups to work together. The discussion will start here, and the discussion will continue once the plan is adopted. And the plan would probably have something like very general language that talks about further investigation of the use of mountain bikes in city parks. It's not the be-all and the end-all. The first plan actually...
But you're still wanting... It's like we're the judge, and we want the agreement to come to us from the stakeholders.
I get that.
Instead of us, I guess,
right.
Dictating... That's what your goal is?
The goal is to begin a discussion.
And is that possible?
To begin a discussion, I believe it is possible to have that discussion have some sort of policy incorporated within the document that then goes into further discussion and consideration of how and when this would work.
Okay.
The last process was so hostile. There were a lot of physical threats, and it was a little out of control, and I think that's why the consultant recommended reducing, kind of taking the angst out of some of this, and asking folks who can work together to begin the process,
okay.
And then building from there.
Have you gotten data from other facilities?
I have looked at some data in the past, not as a part of this process, but for what we've been through before, and there are a number of studies that indicate that the conflicts are minimal,
yeah.
And that it is possible for the groups to work together,
right.
And for them to be education and minimal environmental damage.
I certainly am not as active as many of these in the room, but I do hike at Friendship Park, which is an L.A. County park in San Pedro,
yeah.
Where there is mixed use. We don't have horses, though, on those trails, but there are mountain bikes and hikers. And as long as I've been doing it...
The county park.
And as long as I've been doing it, there have been no conflicts. Mm. But... That would just be interesting as you go through the process to get data from. But I don't know if there's anything else that can duplicate, like Griffith Park. I'm not sure there's anything else that would have data.
Well, I think, too, I mean, I'm just saying from my personal experience,
yeah.
I hike every day in Griffith Park.
Yes, you do.
The majority of people hike in the morning
yeah.
are over 60 years old or 70 years old. And then it varies the whole day, all the day. Like Ms. Sabo, who's the very special caretaker of Amira's Garden, I work with others to caretake Dante's. And it's nothing more insulting to see people ride bicycles through flower beds and other plant life and say, I'm on a bike, you know. Or nothing's more insulting to see them take off through what would be a unauthorized trail and blaze down the hill. I think Ms. Soder talked about games, or what do you talk about? You use an expression there. Extreme sports, which is extreme. Now, it's very extreme when you're on the hogback trail. If you miss the road, you end up on 300 feet below. You know, there's a lot of conflict that would not make sense. The conflict is less on the paved roads that don't have vehicles that people could commute from the valley to the city or ride in one way or another. The trouble that I have is that all of a sudden it didn't come. It didn't get initiated through the recreation process. It got initiated through the planning process and through the transportation process without being inclusive to the people who take care of the parks.
I should mention that Recreation and Parks is a member of the Technical Advisory Committee for this plan and has been invited to all of the meetings.
I got it, but it didn't initiate it. You didn't come to the department and say, we want to do this. This is something you want to do. We're also facing a challenge of budget. One of the reasons why there's been successful coordination in, let's say, Griffith Park is there have been rangers who've been there to be able to protect and maintain the property. Right now, they're forcing their challenge of cuts, which I don't want to see, to rangers, which would mean, can you have this other type of recreation in that extent there? And I'd like to look at some of
I would hope those would be some of the answers that would be, you know, that we would come to through this planning process.
Right. When we started this, when we began talking about this years ago, and at that time I worked with a whole different group of recreation and park staff, and the ranger staff actually was at the table at that time, and they recognized they didn't have the manpower to be able to govern this. They recognized that the folks that were out using the bicycles, the mountain bicycles that were out using the trails, were the bandit riders. They were not the folks that would not ride them because it was illegal. So those guys are the scofflaws, if you will. And one of the things that was put on the table by the mountain bike community was the development of an off-road patrol, which I believe takes place in Santa Monica Mountains, that they would contribute to the patrol and work with the rangers. And I believe they've got a radio program in Santa Monica Mountains, and they work together. I actually think they've been nationally recognized for this program. So there are a number of ways to look at solving some of these problems. Again, there's a process that needs to take forward to talk about those options.
I got it. I say when I express myself, my son, about Griffith Park, is there's limited, over the years, you know, they've been reducing equestrian opportunities.
Yes.
And the equestrians are very important for the health and welfare of a city. I think everyone who sees a horse, I think it's important to see that in a park. The conflict, I think, is the use would be there, especially because many of the horses are rental horses from Sunset Stables for people who are not experienced riders who come across in a conflict. That's why we restrict access to the Hollywood sign, because people would just go up there just to take their picture next to it. There would be a constant, like a wave of things that would challenge. But I got an important question for our city attorney. I know there's a process that we all have to follow in here,
right,
and I don't want to violate a process. I'm not happy with the proposal, Ms. Mallory, but I want to be fair to the city. What would you recommend? Because I don't want to, I truly believe there's not just Griffith Park, but other parks in the city that should have the proper ordinances that restrict whatever the balance is on this here, whatever the balance is on that. What would you suggest if at this time? So I do not, because I did listen to the people when you talk about a process, and a process is an important thing, and I don't want to have it backfire that if I stop a process, that would it interfere with a right, if I could say that, because a right of discussion is so important. What would you recommend?
I recommend that you hold this particular motion. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can hold it for 60 days to allow this process to continue. I believe the speaker, Ms. Mallory, she said.
That's correct.
That she anticipated having something before the council.
By June.
So if you want to.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to make June there, Ms. Mallory. But
We're hoping. But we are working towards that.
Well, whatever you do, you got to come back to this committee.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
so,
transportation.
With the city attorney's suggestion, Ms. Hahn, I'm going to hold this for 60 days. But I'm also going to ask, too, that if people feel they should want to participate or don't feel they're being included in this, I want them to be included. No matter what, a mediator. We hire a mediator. I don't like the idea that it says, even in the Griffith Park Master Plan that was controversial when drafted by the department's consultant at the time, Mr. Muckery and I suggested to the neighborhood organizations to select their representatives. And that was what was selected in the process, by and large, with everybody, that it was selected through a community process who would be in that role. We're hand-picking people. Which seems a little different.
Staff is not. The organizations are picking their representatives, which I believe is quite different.
Well, Joe Young, you're Mr. Sierra Club. Is there anybody, do you know on that? Okay. Can people observe the meeting?
I'm sorry.
Okay, sir?
I can find the names of the representatives.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. From the Sierra Club, from the Bicycle Community, is Michael Goodman, myself, and Aaron Kirsch from the LACPC. From the Bicycle Advisory Committee, from the Equestrian Community is Ms. Brown, Ms. Benson, and the chair of, not the chair, but the manager of the LA Equestrian Center.
That's okay. All right. So.
Okay.
All right. Now they just keep meeting the session. Hold on a second.
Are they open? Are they public meeting? Are they open
wait,
public
meeting?
And
the city attorney. Has to
wait. No. No.
Hold
you're
on.
From the audience. Could the gentleman who just spoke, could you identify yourself for the record?
For the record.
My name is Jim Hasnauer from the International Mountain Bicycling Association.
Jim, hold on. And hold on, everybody. Okay.
I would like to know, are they open
okay.
public meetings?
Okay. Question. Michelle Mallory. Are they open public meetings?
No.
Okay, no.
No.
They have been closed again because of the threats of violence in the past, and the idea was to provide representatives.
Well, I don't know about the threats of violence. I know that.
I don't know.
I know. But I'm just saying, it makes me feel uncomfortable that even we're trying to bring this together, that it needs to be. So, if we could vacate your chairs right now, we're going to make an order here, but I will, in the interest of having an open discussion here. If anybody wants to comment about anything right now, just sit down for 30 seconds, give you a comment, and we go for it. Introduce yourself for the record.
Kristen Sabo. I want to point out that you have the Department of Transportation dictating a recreational thing here. This should have nothing to do with the Bicycle Master Plan in terms of transportation. And so I'm just shocked that this continues to go on, and she's dictating this entire thing. Also, I want to point out that the contractor that they hired to do the mediation, if you look at their history, they're directly related to hardcore mountain bikers. So their selection process, the secret selection process of the people who are going to these meetings, is not unbiased.
Thank you very much. Michael?
Jim.
Jim.
The two of the...
Michael's back there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Michael.
The names of two of the three hiking representatives are Paul Cutter of the Sierra Club and Barry Katzen of the Sierra Club. They're Sierra Club hike leaders and have won awards. I have no idea how they were appointed. I have no idea how the equestrian representatives were appointed. IMBA was asked to name a representative who was open-minded and could participate in the process, and so that's how I got there.
Thank you very much. Ms. Soder?
This is about openness and transparency. At the beginning of this meeting, I asked Michelle Mowry of the L.A. Bicycle Advisory Committee to confirm time for the meeting tonight, and her answer to me was, it is a closed meeting. I said, is it a closed meeting?
Right.
Yes. I said, will public comment be allowed? No, it will not. I need to make that point. The second is, when we first heard about this, and I'm not here representing my neighborhood council, I've been deprived of that opportunity because I contacted Jordan Turner of the Department of Transportation asking, in my neighborhood council capacity, saying that I would like the neighborhood council's concern, we would like to know what this is about. I was not even given the courtesy of a reply as a neighborhood council member. And third, I want to confirm what Chris Sabo said. The mediator is not a neutral mediator. The mediator is a concern that advocates for mountain biking. And if you go to their website, you will see that very clearly. So thank you.
How did we get the mediator? Who chose the mediator?
Well, we're going to ask that in a minute. Ms. Benson?
Yes, my name is Mary Benson, and I'd like to comment on that because I will be part of the process tonight. The mediator was chosen by the developer of the bicycle plan, Alta Consulting, who is itself a mountain bike advocacy group and consulting group that builds and creates mountain bike trails and plans in Northern California. One of the things I've heard tonight that really upsets me, and that is assertions by the mountain bike community that there are no conflicts, there is no record of conflicts. Well, that's because interactions and accidents between mountain bikers and other trail users, the data is not kept. California State Parks, which is the funding organization for recreational trails in the state of California, requires that motorized vehicle conflicts with other trail users, they are required to report them and a log is kept. There is no log.
No record.
There's no record. So when they say there's no record of any conflicts, that's exactly true because no record is required to be kept.
Thank you, Ms. Benson. Mr. Lakeview Terrace.
Thank you. My name is Fritz Bronner.
City of Los Angeles has, by some of the animal control employees, estimates of up to 20,000 horses within the city of Los Angeles. The comparisons that the biking community often compares to other cities, like Central Park in New York, well, there was only one rental stable when I lived in Manhattan that I used to ride horses, and they had about 60 horses for rental.
But I think they ride on the pay. They don't.
There were designated areas for the horses to ride, but what I'm saying is there's only 60 horses. There's approximately maybe upwards of 20,000 horses. Also, majority of all my five horses and most of the people that I ride with register their horses within the city of Los Angeles, which they all pay for a fee that goes to trail use for the limited parks that equestrians are allowed to be on.
Got it.
So equestrians are paying for maintenance on trails. The other users that we share with currently are not paying as far as the fee goes. I don't know if bicycles have a fee as far as that goes. I'm not sure how other cities work. They've also pointed out that they have a racing sport. Racing means speed, as far as that goes. So please keep that in consideration.
Very good. I'm going to go to Joe Young right now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, two names were mentioned as people representing the Sierra Club at the event.
Right.
Meeting tonight, the semi-private meeting tonight. One of them was Paul Cutler. I am informed that Mr. Cutler has denied that he is participating in this event.
Okay.
Sierra Club is 50,000 people in the Angeles chapter. There's a senior chapter director. There's a Griffith Park section that leads the hikes in Griffith Park.
So they should be.
I've been an officer of that group for 9 years.
Right.
None of us were contacted about these meetings.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're going to go tonight?
I sure am.
Yeah, good.
For the record, state your name.
Okay, my name's Carol Henning, and I'm also a member of the Sierra Club. Both Joe and I are on the executive committee of the Angeles chapter, and I'm the only person who's brought this topic up at executive committee meetings, and the only reason I knew about it was because of Lynn Brown, not because of anybody in the Sierra Club, not because anybody got in touch with me. And the other members of the executive committee seemed to be quite surprised at this issue. So I'm not exactly sure who was supposed to be representing us.
Thank you very much. This is what we're going to find out. I am just going to ask Ms. Hahn if we could do this.
Okay.
Instead of 60 days, I want to continue with 30 days. I want to ask the city attorney to have a report from the Department of Transportation on transparency and process. It doesn't sound like it's inclusive. Also get the Department of Recreation and Parks feeling on that, strongly on that, and as we go forward. I don't want to deny a process, but I don't want to have a process created without absolute public input and always at the doors to any hall that we have are being discussed. So if that is okay with you, Ms. Hahn.
What do we expect to happen in 30 days?
We'll get a report from the city attorney to see whether or not the process is in fact legal. And also, I think everybody should know there is a contract. I guess there's a contract with someone who's a consultant. I want it in writing so we could tell people there is a consultant. It was selected by a process, et cetera, et cetera, so we know as we go forward. But I will tell you by heart, and Michelle, and I do admire what you do, and I haven't been to Friendship Park, but I'll go with you sometime.
Okay.
I see conflict in major parks in Los Angeles, knowing the challenges that we have in the space. And I see opportunity, whether it's on the Los Angeles River or on Vista Del Valle when we get it fixed up, Kevin, or Mount Hollywood Drive, that bikes could ride in areas that doesn't conflict with those who want to ride on the trail. That being said, we're going to continue this matter.
Again, planning is the lead. Can I suggest that you, if you want to include transportation, that's fine, but planning is the lead on the bike plan, and the consultant reports to planning.
Okay. I will do that, too. I will talk to Ms. Goldberg. I'll talk to Ms. Goldberg. So this is a continued 30 days.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody for coming down and being part. This has been a very important discussion. We all have our place. We want to make sure the place is right, so that it is there we leave this place.
And I admire everybody here who bikes and hikes and rides. You are really the wonderful. You rock. You guys rock. That's all there is to it. I used to horseback ride at River Park.